The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, July 17th. And our topic today is something that we have dealt with, I think, about three or four times on this program. And it's something that many of us do not think about a lot. We may even, in our mind, think that this problem does not exist, not here in central Missouri, but in reality, it does. We're talking about human trafficking. And I have with us Nanette Ward, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition.
Yes.
That's the full title, right?
That is
Nanette,
the full title.
Welcome
Thank
to Radio
you,
Friend.
Paul.
And you brought along Gail Reynoso. And Gail is a very special lady. I want you to tell me
yes.
about this.
She is the recipient of the 2012 Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition Abolitionist Award, acknowledging her for the work that she has done in anti-human trafficking efforts.
Yeah. Well, congratulations
Thank
to
you.
You, Gail.
Thank you.
How did you get involved with this?
So I was an advocate at the Coalition Against Rape and Domestic Violence in Fulton for 8 years. And CARD-V in Fulton provides outreach services to victims of domestic and sexual violence. And the Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition contacted us a couple years ago, thinking that some of the survivors they were working with might be eligible for our services. And the two agencies coordinated and determined that, yes, that there were things that we could provide to those survivors. And so I provided case management and crisis intervention, transportation, medical advocacy, that kind of thing, to the human trafficking survivors that CMSHTC was coming across
yeah.
in their work.
Both U.S.-born and foreign-born victims.
Yeah, and when Gail, you were telling me that just standing by that person and showing support
yes.
means so much.
Yeah, I think
right?
the survivors often said the most important thing was just having someone believe them and to be with them as they were accessing resources and services. And so we were really happy to be able to do that.
And so one individual who 2 years ago Gail was involved with, she's relocated, but she is doing well. And she's still, we just had a gathering to see her, and she's still appreciative and thankful for that time of having that support mm-hmm. and that human interaction where she was valued and treated with dignity as a human being.
Is it not true that people who are victims of human trafficking, who are human being...
Who have been, you know, exploited.
Yes, exploited.
Yes.
That's the word I was looking for. They may feel that they are worthless, that they have no...
Well, they've been treated as a commodity. In human trafficking, either through sex trafficking or labor trafficking, they have been in some way exploited to be sold as a commodity to be in the sex trade or in labor to work on a field or whatever. And so in those two areas, they have been sold. They have been trafficked. Someone has sold them. Someone has bought them as a commodity to work.
And so as a human being, their feeling of worth has been diminished.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this is, Gail, where you stepped in.
And
you helped build that esteem back up.
And recognizing that all those individuals, all the survivors that we worked with, even though they had been, you know, treated terribly and had gone through things that most of us can't even imagine, were strong, intelligent individuals with all this internal fortitude. They survived terrible things. And so they have all these tools to work with already when we start providing services to them.
How do they get into that situation?
Do you want to talk about that, Nanette? You probably...
You know, there's so many different ways, but force, fraud, and coercion. Those are the terms by law that and the definition of human trafficking. But it could be someone who's a youth in our community who's homeless that's, you know, tricked into, oh, come if you'll come and maybe babysit my kids and I'll give you a place to stay. And
Is that You're telling me that there can be something like that happening here.
Yes, yes.
Now, that's hard. That's hard to believe.
Or it could be a youth who thinks they're going to be able to be in a modeling agency and then end up being tricked that way and, in fact, being, you know, a victim of prostitution. So we want to highlight here that we look at them and saying, oh, they're a prostitute, when really they're a victim. And so there are individuals who are convicted of a crime when, in fact, it was because of the force or fraud or coercion
that they committed that. And so if somebody listening to us today is a victim or could possibly become a victim, what do you advise them to do?
Well, there is a toll-free number, and we do want people to know, all people, what that is. And they can call 888-3737-888. But also...
Okay, give that number again.
Yeah, 888-3737-888. But in Boone County, for Columbia, if there is a minor at risk, a young person who is in a forced situation or feel at risk, we have our Rainbow House here locally, and they have a 24/7 number, and they can call 814-2797, and that's 24/7. So if there's a young person or someone you're concerned about who is a young person in our area, they can call that number.
Okay, give that number again. That's for the Rainbow House.
That's the local 573 number, 814-2797.
And if someone listening to us suspects that they know someone who is a victim, how do you handle that?
Well, when you call that toll-free number, they'll connect the caller with resources in this area, whether they want to be able to connect with law enforcement. We have our Jeff City FBI folks. We have our Columbia Police Department folks who are aware of the issue of human trafficking. They may connect if it's a victim or someone who's who needs resources, who is a victim. You're looking for resources. They might even call the coalition, our folks.
Okay. So the best thing to do if someone suspects anything.
That 888-3737-888.
Okay.
And if they want to be involved even in the work, you know, there's the email help@stophumantraffickingmo.com or the website www.stophumantraffickingmo.com. We can involve you as a member and making a donation. So there's funds and resources to help victims or to be involved in the actual work here in the community to raise awareness and raise funds.
Nanette, thank you so much for coming by.
It is
always a pleasure having you on. The information you have is always eye-opening and somewhat hard to believe, but I know it's true. And Gail,
thank you
so much for what you have done. And again, congratulations on your award.
I appreciate it.
You're both two very special ladies, and I'm glad that you were with us today.
Well, thanks for allowing us on. It's
our
privilege, Paul.
Okay. Tomorrow, Maples Rep Theater is our guest. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any suggestions or ideas about something you would like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.